This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Two kings of late-night television are going back on the air with no one to write their shtick. NBC executives announced yesterday that Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien will resume their shows on January 2nd, whether or not the writer's strike has been resolved by that point. Jeff Ross is executive producer of Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
It's not the way we'd prefer to come back, but that's what it is, and we have no choice.
The shows want to prevent dozens of staffers from losing their jobs as the Writers Guild strike drags on with no end in sight. It's not clear what the shows will be like. In a statement, Conan O'Brien said at times his show may be terrible, but he'll talk about the strike and the writers' cause on the air. The other late night king, David Letterman, is also hoping to return to air, but unlike his competitors, Letterman owns the company that produces his show, so he's seeking to make his own deal with the Writers Guild. Stay tuned. We're going to dish out more details on the effects of the strike coming up later in the show. Now to some international news. Cuban President Fidel Castro appears to be testing the waters for a possible transition of power. The ailing leader said in a letter read on state television that he does not plan to hold power forever and will not stand in the way of the younger generation of leaders. The BBC's Michael Voss has more from Havana.
"My elemental duty is not to hold on to positions," he wrote, "unless to obstruct the path of younger people." This is not a formal letter of resignation. There's still no indication as to how or when President Castro intends to stand down. It's now almost 16 months since the 81-year-old president underwent emergency stomach surgery, forcing him to temporarily hand power to his younger brother, Raul. This letter indicates that he's about to pass the baton on. His reference in the letter to a new generation of leaders might indicate that his 76-year-old brother Raul may not automatically succeed him.
That was the BBC's Michael Voss in Havana. And speaking of leaders who just can't seem to let go, Russia's Vladimir Putin yesterday said he will accept the position of prime minister after he steps down as president of Russia next year. Putin made the announcement at a Soviet-style congress of his United Russia Party, which won a landslide in parliamentary elections earlier this month, and elections that independent observers say were rigged. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer was there.
Putin said if the citizens of Russia show their trust by electing his chosen successor Dmitry Medvedev as president next March, he would be willing to become prime minister. The United Russia Congress on Monday formally approved Medvedev as its candidate for president. The 42-year-old first deputy prime minister and former lawyer is almost certain to win. Medvedev said if elected, he would continue carrying out Putin's policies. Many believe Medvedev would allow Putin to continue ruling the country from behind the scenes.
That was NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow, and that was the news. You can always, always find it online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Teray, back to you.
Thanks, Rach.